Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
You're listening to Fox News Radio. I'm Ben Domenech. The news that former Republican National Committee Chair Romney McDaniel was made a paid contributor at NBC made a lot of folks very angry. There was a strong backlash. In fact, it was so significant that MSNBC's president, Rashida Jones, had to announce that the former chairwoman would not be coming on their network.
That is something I condemn wholeheartedly.
Very quickly, Rana, before I let you go, you seem to be changing your tone as it relates to Joe Biden being legitimately elected. Why should viewers, why should people trust you believe what you're saying right
now? I don't
think
I'm changing my tone at all.
But why should people trust what you're saying right now?
One, I will say this. Kristen, voters right now in this country are going to be making a choice in November. And they don't care about 2020. Republicans and Democrats.
A lot of people do. A lot of people say it is fundamental to the country's democracy.
I think they're thinking about inflation, the border, crime, their kids' schooling. And I think it's really important. I represent 50% of this country, whether you like it or not, to be able to have different viewpoints and say, I disagree with that viewpoint, but it's important to hear it, is important to our country. I am not changing my tune. This is where I have been. And right now we're heading into a pivotal election.
Speak to the people who hold you responsible for enabling Donald Trump and his mistruths, his lies about the election. Why should they trust you when they say they don't?
I think you should trust me. I can't speak to people who don't trust different voices. I think you should be able to hear from different voices. And I haven't been able to talk to you about the concerns I had going into that election. And I wish there was more of a dialogue from that. But let me be very clear. I love this country. I come from a state that's been overlooked. I don't see my state represented in a lot of news media. I don't go home as Chairman Ronna McDaniel. I'm Mom Ronna McDaniel. I go to the grocery store. I do all these things. And I really feel like if our country is going to survive, we need to be able to have difficult conversations like this in a respectful way. We need more of that in our country. But we also can't go into our echo chambers and say, I'm only going to listen to what Democrats have to say, and I'm only going to listen to Republicans have to say. Listen to it and make your own opinion.
All right.
Ronna Romney McDaniel is not some fire-breathing extreme member of the Republican Party. In fact, quite the opposite. She's been someone who has been criticized, frankly, for being too moderate in her tone and not aggressive enough when it came to dealing with a lot of concerns of those in Trump world. In other words, she's the kind of person who you would expect to make the kind of transition that we see many of these former RNC chairs make after they leave their role with the committee, namely going to a major network, either cable or on broadcast in this case. Ronna McDaniel was nonetheless subject to almost immediate backlash, given that her hiring came at a particular moment, as opposed to many other chairs that where there is such a bead drawn on those members of the Republican Party that their simple presence on news programming is viewed as some type of assault on the left. It wasn't just the left making this type of claim. In fact, it was people who try to position themselves as being centrist or unbiased, neutral observers and the like, namely the former host of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd.
Look, let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. Mm. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? Once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News? And when we make deals like this, and I've been at this company a long time, you're doing it for access. Access to audience. Sometimes it's access to an individual. Mm-hmm. And we can have a journalistic ethics debate about that. And I'm willing to have that debate. And if you told me we were hiring her as a technical advisor to the Republican convention, I think that would be certainly defensible. If you told me we're talking to her, but let's see how she does in some interviews and maybe vet her with actual journalists inside the network, see if it's a two-way, what she can bring the network. So I do think, unfortunately, this interview is always going to be looked through the prism of who is she speaking for,
right?
I think you did everything you could do. You got put into an impossible situation booking this interview, and then all of a sudden the rugs pull out from under you. You find out she's being paid to show up. It's unfortunate for this program, but I am glad you did the best that you could, and that's why the three of us are on here to try to bolster that editorial independence.
Todd is speaking, obviously, to the current host of Meet the Press, Kristen Welker, who herself in the last cycle moderated a presidential debate. It's almost impossible to foresee a situation where any debates happen in this 2024 cycle. But to suggest that NBC should be a participant in any way, shape, or form is now laughable. The idea that you can't even have the former RNC chair on your network, lest you risk having your viewers exposed to quote-unquote misinformation or disinformation, lest you have them have to deal with the fact that there's somebody on their network who disagrees with them in any way, shape, or form, that's something that simply is too far beyond the pale for anybody along the likes of Chuck Todd. It's a view that's also shared, frankly, by the hosts of Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough. They went on their show on MSNBC to make clear that they would have no tolerance for that type of presence on their network.
Let's talk about the hiring of former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel.
Well, she was on Sunday's Meet the Press. It was her first appearance since NBC News hired her as a political analyst. I know you won't be surprised to know that we've been inundated with calls this weekend, as have most people connected with this network, about NBC's decision to hire her. We learned about the hiring when we read about it in the press on Friday. We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected to it for several reasons, including, but not limited to, as lawyers might say, Ms. McDaniel's role in Donald Trump's fake elector scheme, and her pressuring election officials to not certify election results while Donald Trump was on the phone.
To be clear, we believe NBC News should seek out conservative Republican voices to provide balance in their election coverage, but it should be conservative Republicans, not a person who used her position of power to be an anti-democracy election denier, and we hope NBC will reconsider its decision. It goes without saying that she will not be a guest on Morning Joe in her capacity as a paid contributor.
For my own part, I'm a former guest on MSNBC. In fact, prior to coming over to Fox News, I was on MSNBC quite frequently. I would participate on Chris Hayes. I would go on Morning Joe, on a few occasions. And I would also, regularly contribute to their morning programming on the weekends with Steve Krakauer and the like. It was something that was just part of my normal routine work as a fellow for the Heartland Institute and then for the Manhattan Institute. During most of the Obama era, that's where I was until I moved to CBS after that, and then finally to Fox.
More of the Ben Domenech podcast right after this.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Of course, I have nothing against, you know, these former networks that I've been on or the shows that have hosted me in the past, but I certainly feel like I would not be welcome on any of these programs, given the fact that this is now a time in which the networks are not interested in having any of their views challenged, certainly not by people who can make an actual argument. They would prefer to have people on the air who are simply going to strawman it and are not going to be in any way pushing back against the views that they have as the dominant narrative of the moment. That's something that I think is really justified by a completely farcical excuse, namely that they think that their viewers are too dumb to tell the difference between truth and falsehood, between statements of fact and statements of opinion. It's also something that frankly contributes to the bubble that all of these people live in. We think, of course, most recently of the MSNBC incident involving Jen Psaki and Rachel Maddow. And who is that Jen Psaki? Well, she was the former White House press secretary, someone who was actively negotiating her departure to that same network, to MSNBC, during her tenure while working for the taxpayer, while working for you at the White House, ostensibly. Of course, the network news is full of people who are former White House press secretaries or comms directors or chiefs of staff or the like. You saw that, of course, in the people who have been very upfront about their partisan biases, but you also don't really necessarily appreciate how much it was true of so many of the people who don't present themselves as being partisans. Chuck Todd, of course, is a former Democrat staffer. He's someone who he and his wife had a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton in 2016. They hosted at their house. You have George Stephanopoulos, who is, of course, someone tied at the hip to the Clintons, not just because of his work on the 92 campaign, but as someone who spun along through the entire Bill Clinton career in a lot of ways. And then, of course, you have people like Chris Matthews, who was literally, you know, not just a speechwriter for President Carter, but then chief of staff for Speaker Tip O'Neill for many years. And someone who is, you know, of course, a well-versed Democrat staffer. The idea that these people are, you know, inappropriate in terms of being on TV is not something that really a lot of people lead with. I think that a lot of Republicans and conservatives believe that those are not the type of people who should be, you know, necessarily hosting debates or moderating, because they obviously are partisans with their own internal biases, but also with their ideological agenda. But I think that, you know, when they step away from that kind of role within the moderation factor of a debate, there are many people who are completely fine with them being on TV. And that was the same attitude for a certain Florida congressman, Joe Scarborough, when he announced that he was going to leave Congress, spend more time with his family, and then within the space of just a few years, launched Scarborough Country, his show that then became the basis for all of the work that he's done since then. This is the same Joe Scarborough, of course, who voted to impeach Bill Clinton He had a long history as a member of the Gingrich Revolution of 1994. He was obviously a new Federalist, called himself that, a staunch social conservative who spoke out about abortion and the like regularly with views that are the exact opposite of the ones that he would take 20 plus years later. Look, we're dealing in the realm of media right now with a lot of posturing, with a lot of people who are just trying to espouse views and LARP on behalf of their viewers. But the simple fact is that whenever you hear any of these people complain about the siloing of American media, about the idea that there are people who don't know what's going on because they're not reading the right things or taking in the right sources of information or the like. Keep in mind that what they're doing today when it comes to Ronna McDaniel, no matter what you think of her, and I don't particularly think very highly of the job that she did at the RNC, as I've made clear on past podcasts, they are basically saying not even the most generic Republican today can be allowed on our networks to espouse their views, no matter in any way, shape, or form, because we believe that our viewers would be too offended by that. So when they talk about siloing, ask yourself, who's really living in a bubble here? I'm Ben Domenech. You've been listening to the Ben Domenech Podcast, brought to you by Vox News. We'll be back soon with more to dive back into the fray. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.